told me that one lung had collapsed, and they had a drain in my lung that came out the side of my body. The very next day, some friends came to visit me, bringing a bottle of liquor. I still had that pride. I was still the tough guy. I lay there in bed with tubes draining my lung and smoked cigarettes and drank liquor. Later in AA, I had the nerve to question step two and wonder why I had to be restored to sanity. I can honestly say that nothing worked for me until I joined Alcoholics Anonymous. Eventually, I ended up in a treatment center, and after a 28-day program, I began attending AA meetings on a regular basis. The treatment center introduced me to the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I left there knowing that the only hope for me was the 12 steps. I was told that AA is a spiritual program and that I had better have a higher power. I knew nothing of God or higher powers, and I began trying to find one. At first, I thought that since I was a native, maybe I should practice the native traditional ways. Then I thought maybe I should go to the church on the reservation. Then I believed that if I went to enough AA meetings and just sat there, I would have a vision and achieve recovery. One day, a member asked me if I believed that there actually was a higher power. I did believe there was a God of some sort or another. He told me that was enough. He said with that belief and attending meetings, I would find a higher power of my own understanding. Today, I am thankful for that advice. After 3 months in AA, I returned home one evening after a meeting to hear the music and laughter of a party next door. Some of my drinking buddies